And let's bring in, ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest boxers Britain has ever seen, the one and only Mr. Amir Khan!
Woo! Oh, you coming in for the hug?
Come on,
he's coming for you.
How are you, buddy?
All right, thanks. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Come around here. Come and sit down. Amir Khan, look at him. Wow. He's a fighting machine, Dave.
He's like a coiled spring.
Yeah, in a sweater.
No, I'm in good shape. It's just about a week's been since the last fight, so I'm feeling in good shape at the moment.
Good. Yeah, all right, good to see you. Good. Move that microphone around in front of him. I can't hear you. Put your headphones on, then we can hear you.
There you are.
Move that mic right in front of you so we can hear your lovely voice.
How's that?
Perfect.
Hi! How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just, I've just got back from America.
What happened there? I don't know. Were you on holiday?
you can call it a holiday. No, I was there fighting. I had my 28th fight in Washington, D.C. against Lamont Peterson. It didn't go my way.
It didn't go your way. But you know what? Now, I didn't see the fight.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop me from talking about it and giving you tips and advice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've come here for.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because you go to the big man when you need advice.
Listen, I'm going to help you, right? And you're going to come back bigger and better than ever before.
That's it, stronger. That's
he's your corner man.
Stronger. What?
I need him in the corner, that's what
I'm there. I'm there. I'm telling you.
I think we should sack Freddie Roach.
No, don't sack him. I'll come in with him, right? And I'll be like... I think I could get you all G'd up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
How do you do that?
Because apparently I aggravate people, even when I'm not trying. So I'll just talk to you and then irritate you, and you'll be like, get out of the way. You'll be desperate to get back into the middle of the ring again just to get away from
you'll
me.
You'll come out swinging.
Maybe not swinging.
Well, but, you know what I
mean. So obviously it was disappointing result and you've talked a lot about it already and what do you think? How did you think the fight went?
I thought I won it. It went to the 12 rounds distance. You know, went to the scorecards and I did have 2 points taken off me. But even though, you know, having the 2 points taken off me, I thought I was still ahead.
And that was for pushing, was it?
That was for pushing, yeah. And pushing is. You don't, for the sanctioning that we were fighting for WBA and the IBF, it's not a warrant. If you do get a warrant for it, you can't get points deducted for that.
Right.
So anyway, got the 2 points taken off me and stuff, and I still think, you know, I was treated unfairly. I mean, it's always hard when you fight someone in his home state.
Yeah.
I was fighting Lamont Peterson in Washington, that's where he's from, and, you know, and the referee was also from Washington as well, and I think he was favouring him a little bit more, and, you know... the reason I got done for pushing was because, you know, his head kept coming in. I mean, he just kept coming in with his head and I had to push him away. And every time I kept looking at the referee to say, look, his head's coming in and you're not doing nothing about it. I mean, Lamont just kept punching me and stuff.
Have you watched it back? Have you watched the fight back?
I watched it five times.
Eventually, after seven times, you win.
Yeah, I watched it five times and I've seen all the mistakes. I did make mistakes in the fight. Maybe I stayed in there too long at times. But Lamont Peterson, I'm not taking nothing away from him. He put on a great performance.
Right.
He's ready. And the fight probably is one of the best fights of the year. You know, I got the best fight of the year in 2010. Against Marcus Maidana, and this time I can get the best fight of the year again, 2011. So, you know, it's been a great year for me overall. It was a tough fight against Lamont Peterson. Hopefully we can get a rematch. We put a complaint into the Washington commission.
Right.
Hopefully they might even turn the decision. So we'll just see what happens. But
how long till that decision gets?
We find out in the next 10 days we should find out. So I've sent all the details and everything.
But what would you personally like? Would you rather have a rematch? Would you rather get back in the ring and fight again?
Oh, definitely. You know, even if they do turn the decision, I'll still give Lamont Peterson a rematch, and I think I deserve a rematch as well, because the fight was such a close fight. It was such an exciting fight. I think the fans would want to see it. And you know, on my Twitter page today, everyone's still talking about the fight, and it was like a week ago, and they're saying, look, we want to see that fight again. I think the next fight and the rematch fight against Lamont Peterson will be even bigger.
Where would you, if you were to get a rematch, where would you want to fight him?
Bolton! Yeah, not, with a Bolton ref!
Would you fight him with the Reebok?
You know what? I don't think he'll come to Bolton. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to fight him in Bolton or England because then he'll use that against me. So and I want to be fair and square.
And you can't, especially with you going, look, you know, I was fighting in Washington, da, 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 da. You can't then go, right, rematch, Bolton. But you kind of you have to go somewhere neutral.
Yeah, somewhere neutral. You could still go and fight him in the States, but just not in Washington.
Exactly. I'm not going to go to Washington again. And now I know why in Washington they've not had a fight there for the last 20 years. And, you know, we went back there. I thought we'd bring boxing back to Washington. Yeah. Bloody hell, it was the worst mistake we made. But, I think if the fight did get made, it'll probably be somewhere neutral like Vegas. I think Vegas is good.
Right, would be great. That would obviously
and,
be.
And also a neutral referee. You know, we'll make sure the referee's not from DC either.
Well, who knows about the referee? Obviously, you know, only the referee knows that situation. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'm there for you, Amir. I'm there. In fact, I'm here. I'm not just there. I'm here, Amir. Yes. So I can help you out, you know. And I mean, even if it's just, you know, G'ing you up. You know, I'm from Leeds. I can get you G'd up, all right? Not a problem.
Not a problem, definitely. Come on. For my next fight, then, I'm having you in the corner.
Yeah, I'll be like that. Seriously, all this talk to get you ready. I'll be like that whilst putting you in going,
he was slagging off your car. He said you've got crap trainers. Mm.
And you'll be like that. He said what?
Yeah, he said it's a girl's car.
But you know, I'll help you, you know. I mean, I don't know much about boxing, but I can still help you.
Definitely.
You
know? I think that'd be a good idea. Mm. I mean, the next one will probably be Vegas.
Yeah. No showboating. Get in there. Get stuck. Stop messing around. Get in there.
Boom, boom, pow.
Bring the fight to him. Bring the fight to him.
We know about Vegas. I mean, people get a little bit lost down there. There's a big distractions in Vegas, so we don't want to lose you. You saying to me you want to be in the corner, and the next thing, where's Chris? And Chris is not there. Chris is in the casino somewhere.
I turn up at round four going, I want $200. So obviously that was disappointing. Obviously, you know, we could talk about that forever. But, you know, let's see what happens in the future. Yeah. Obviously, it'd be great to get a rematch and all of that. But still, an unbelievable boxing record.
Yes.
For Amir Khan. 18 knockouts. Boom!
That's it.
You don't mess with him. Mm. You don't That's mess it. With Amir Khan. But then you meet him, and he's lovely.
I'm a nice guy. You know, it's funny because I meet so many people, and they say, wow, you don't seem like a fighter. You know, you're such a nice guy. Mm. But I don't know what it is. I think it's a bit like Incredible Hulk.
It's your job, isn't it? You go
it's
in
my
there
job.
And
I mean,
you do what
I'm
you
a nice
do.
Guy, but... Yeah. In boxing, is you know when people say you have to be aggressive and you have to be a tough guy to be a good fighter, a good boxer? I mean, it's total opposite. It's boxing's all skill. Mm. It's all about skill and, you know, being smart in a fight and using your brains in a fight. Because if you go into a fight thinking, you know, I'm going to knock this guy out and put all your energy in it and be aggressive, that's
flattened.
When you make mistakes. Yeah, that's when you get knocked out, yeah.
Well, I always think, and again, what do I know? But I used to watch, like, Prince Nassim, right, when he used to fight.
Yeah.
And he'd he'd just show off.
Yeah.
He'd really goad them.
And he'd bait, yeah, he's baiting
He'd
them,
really
he?
Bait
yeah.
them. Yeah. And I used to think, sometimes he'd just goad a fighter so much that the fellow he's fighting just wants to hit him, mm-hmm. just wants to slap him.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because he's annoyed.
Yep.
And
yep.
therefore he forgets all his boxing training
exactly.
and just goes to hit him.
Yeah.
And then Nassim would just go poof. Yeah. Right, see ya. Go on. See
that's
you later. Thanks
you know,
for
that's
coming.
What happens. They get frustrated and they get a little bit angry. You can never get angry in a ring because your game plan just goes out the window, and that's when you start making mistakes. And when you start making mistakes, that's when you get caught. Yeah.
He must have been somebody that you admired as a kid, wasn't he, Prince Nassim?
Yeah. You know, I was at the age of probably 10 when he was. You know,
yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as us. We were all about 10.
I was about 10 when he was.
I was 9.
In America.
I was 9, yeah. Because you're older than me. You're 20. You just turned 25.
Just turned 25 a day before the fight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What a present.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, Nassim, I used to watch him fight and stay up late with my friends, and I'm a big fan. And now it's funny because, like, I'm good friends with him now, so I do see him, and, you know, he's. We see him out now and then. Mm. Or might catch a bite tweet with him in a restaurant or something. So yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was a great fighter and a really good entertainer. There was some.
Oh, he did loads of boxing, didn't he? I think because he changed it because he was so good
definitely,
to watch.
I think you know he bought the big money into the lower divisions because it was all about heavyweights.
Yeah,
but then when Nas bought all that. Just that crazy stuff like the ring entrances and everything, and just so much money, and people it become entertainment, you know, entertainment, and he was very good at that, you know, and the way he used to go into the ring with, I mean, most of the time his hand was so low and he used to fight with his chin right out there, and it was very exciting, you know, quick hands, power, a lot of power, you know, he was very, very strong for the weight he was, and he was just very exciting to watch, yeah, big fan.
He was quick as well.
Yeah. I mean, reflexes were amazing.
Really quick.
You had to be, I mean, in order to, his act, if you like, you know, for want of a better expression, because the way that he fought, you've got to be super quick, haven't you, if you're going to sort of stick your chin out.
Exactly, you have to, you know, and I think at times he did stick his chin out, so then people do open up. And then when they tried going for that bang. Big shot, bang, yeah. He makes them miss. And but Chris, did he give him any tips?
No, I didn't. No. Sadly,
he was nine.
I was too young, you know, because I'm only 24. As you know, right. Younger than you.
You know, Mr. Nassim, start to stick your chin out too much.
Wow, what? Wait, even though probably at 9 years old, me and him were probably the same height.
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, look, let's do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what your plan is next. And I've got loads of things to ask you as well. If you want to send in a message to Amir Khan, by the way, 81199 on the text, send him a little message, and we might read some out later. Right?
Good. Super.
Lovely. And Dominic has an amazing story to tell you after the news. It's amazing.
Really not that good.
It's an amazing story.
One of the best.
You get yourself ready for this, Amir Khan.
All right, then, no problem. I'm ready, man.
Oh, I don't think you'll ever be ready for this. Right, we'll have a little Christmas thing from BBC One, then we'll do the news.
8:35 now.
Amir King Khan on Twitter. That is Amir Khan, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow him, it says in brackets 24. Liar! You're 25, Grandad.
And I need to change the bio. I need to change it to former.
No, don't. So. No, leave it.
No, leave it until you
leave
get
it. Leave it.
I think we'll get the fight probably, hopefully, looking at March. So
don't even go to the trouble of changing the Twitter, because you'll only have to change it back again.
And I've got so many people who have been tweeting me saying, oh, you have to change your bio. Okay, fine, you know, but you can't do it on your phone. You have to go on the computer.
Say you forgot your password.
Just say no.
No.
Just say no. I'm in denial.
You're too busy.
Get into an argument and forget that, man.
384,000 followers on Twitter for Amir King Khan.
Big town.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I probably blocked about 100,000 as well, so. Yeah. I probably would have been on four.
Are you a bit like that? You're rubbish. Block.
Yeah, I. You know what? No, I mean, if they said that, I'll let that go. But some of them just get, you know, under your skin and you think, oh, you know what? He's getting blocked. And is it true that when you block someone, they can never ever see your timeline again?
Yes. Is that right? Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, because if think about it, I mean, they might become a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, and they might think, oh, I want to follow him, and then they can't. So, you know.
Strange people out there, though.
You've just got to take it all.
Sometimes I might wake up in the morning and, you know, I might not be in the mood. I might woke up on the wrong side of the bed and I might think, gosh, you know what, what should I do today? And
morning, Amir.
Let's block him.
What have I done?
Well, that's fun, though. Twitter's fun, though.
It is good fun. Yeah, I think you've got to take, I think like 90% of people on there are great, and then you just get 10% of idiots on there. But actually,
For me, it's the opposite. I mean, 10% is great, 90% are idiots on there. But
do you know what? I'd even say out of 10% who are idiots, actually, I'll take that back. 8% are idiots, and 2% are just people who are just having a bit of banter. And you can actually have some good banter with people on there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
There are some cheeky little gets on Twitter, but you know, it's all kind of part of the fun. But anyway, look, can't talk about this now. Dominic's got an amazing story that he's got to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, Amir, you're going to love this.
This is a knockout.
Strap yourself in.
It's amazing. Right, this is a couple of years ago. I was up in Manchester.
Right.
And went out for something to eat and I won't name the restaurant, but that big Indian restaurant in Manchester, the really nice one where you go downstairs, like a departure lounge.
Right.
And I saw you there.
Oh, yeah.
With like a big...
The one with the palm trees inside.
Yes.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You were there with a group of your friends.
Right.
And I was over the other side and I saw you.
Yeah! What a great story!
Oh, is that it?
That's it!
Oh, come on, man. Should have come over and
told you it was a good one, didn't we?
That was it.
Should have come over and had a kebab with me or something.
Hang on, more importantly, there's a curry house in Manchester that's got palm trees in it.
Oh, it's incredible.
Is it the one on the square by the town hall? Is it that one?
No,
far from there.
It's not far. It's a bit
is it the one on the road on the right as you're going down?
It's on the right. There's a little.
It's not far from the Lowry Hotel. Literally,
right, okay.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But you should have come into
that. That was my story, and I thought, it's Amir Khan. I didn't want to come over to you because I don't know you.
What do you have?
That's what Dave asked.
I know. I thought it was a silly question.
I think I'd like just like a chicken tikka jalfrezi type.
Oh, yeah?
But it was lovely.
Do you not find it hot?
Yeah, very hot.
Yeah.
And I felt, and then without going into detail, you know, the next morning as well was.
Did you need your asbestos underpants?
Yeah, I really did actually.
What do you have when you go for a curry? What do you have?
I probably go for a nice lamb curry. Probably a lamb dish. Yeah. With a bit of naan, but
Keema naan or Peshwari naan?
No, I like the plain one. I stick to the plain one, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I stick
to the plain one. Tina was saying the same.
Traditionalist.
Yeah, yeah, I think, you know, we stick to the plain one. I mean, the keema naan, sometimes you can eat it on your own, on its own, you know. But, yeah, if I'm having it with a dish, I'll probably stick to a plain naan. You're making me hungry, man. I'm having my breakfast.
And when you go for, will you have a little bit of rice as well?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of brown rice. Oh, can go with that, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's not bad.
Interesting.
Random.
It's like a cookery segment.
This is good.
This is very interesting, Alan.
What do you normally get, Chris?
Well, you know, I normally go for onion bhaji starter, occasionally meat samosa. And then the thing is with me, I think I can handle hot curries more than I actually can handle them. Yeah. So often what I'll do is I'll go... Because I have a problem with this. The other day I'm ordering, right, from an Indian restaurant, and I don't think I've ordered from there before, and I'm looking down the menu, and it has fairly hot.
Right.
Hot. Mm. Very hot. Very, very hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, if this goes to very, very hot, then does fairly hot mean it's not really that hot?
It should be like a mid-tempo hot, yeah.
And I can't work out this rating system at all.
Right.
Because I've had that thing before. I think everyone listening's probably done this. You're having an Indian, you're having a curry, you get it delivered, and you go, I'm going to try this one here. I'm going to try a new one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have my chicken tikka masala. I'm going to go for something a bit different. And you order it, and you get there, and it's all plated up, and you sit with your plate on your lap in front of the telly, and you're all excited, and you get a massive mouthful, and then you double up with another mouthful, and you go, oh, my God, this is boiling. And it kind of puts you off.
Yeah.
So
and that was on the fairly hot one.
Fairly hot. So I like a nice butter chicken. And I like
butter chicken.
Whose phone's going mental?
No, I've got no phone. My phone's out in the other room.
Is it me?
But you're saying you're from Leeds, aren't you? So originally, but they probably you got Bradford. Well, not Bradford far from there has probably the best
curries. Amazing curries in Bradford. Mm. And literally, it's hard to find a bad curry house in Bradford.
Yeah. So you've probably got you're not far from there either.
Well,
so
let's do that. When I'm helping you, when you're training.
When you're back in Leeds, let me know.
All right, you're on.
Definitely go for a curry.
We'll do it.
Mm. My treat.
And will you have a little drink or not? Do you drink or not?
No, I don't drink. No.
You don't drink. Well, I'll drink for you. Not a problem.
No problem.
I will keep all the booze away from you and hide it in my belly. That's not a problem.
Two pints of Kingfisher, please. Both for me.
All right, more from Amir Khan in just a second. Hang on there, buddy. It's 8:41. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Mr. Noel Gallagher. Right, it's 8:45. Ladies and gentlemen, Amir Khan is here. Woo! Da-da-da. I'm his new trainer, Dave.
I know, you're his corner man.
I'm his corner man. You know what? I was chatting. My trainer, my personal trainer in the gym, Jamie, loves boxing. Loves boxing. Mm. Really good friends with David Hay.
Right.
And he's at the ring. He's always there when David fights and everything, holding up the belt like that. Mm. These belts are heavy, by the way. I think Jamie needs to train to hold these belts up.
Yeah, they are heavy, them belts.
Oh,
yeah,
they look
really,
huge.
Really
heavy,
because I always think it's really weird when they come in wearing the belts and everything, and they must be like, bloody hell, this weighs a ton, this.
Yeah, I mean, the ones I hold, I mean, they don't even fit me around my waist. Mm. That, you know, that's a big
deal. They're massive.
So you have to just put them around your shoulder.
Well, listen, Amir, we've got some questions for you from our listeners. And I've got some questions as well. So you've been living in L.A.?
Yeah, I live in LA when I'm training out there, Hollywood.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, the weather's amazing.
Do you not find that a crazy place, though? Coming from Bolton, are you just not... Because LA can be really fake.
I mean, LA is a crazy place. I mean, where you walk, you see people... I mean, the other day, I was sat in a cafe, and guess who walks past is Shaq O'Neal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, wow, Shaq O'Neal's there. And you know what? I couldn't believe that he recognised me. And he said, oh, hey, this is the week before the fight. And he said, hey, I'm a big fan. He goes, I've been watching your career and everything. And
he
knew my trainer, Freddie Roach, and everything. But, I mean, LA is an amazing place. And, you know, when I walk in the streets down there, I'm like a fish in a big pond, really. Because there's bigger fishes than me down there. You've got the actors and actresses and everything. But it's just such a nice place. You can... You know, with me, I mean, when I'm in LA, I'm totally focused and away from all distractions and everything. But then on the other hand, it can get really bad. You know, you can really get into all that partying and everything all the showbiz and everything. But it's a nice place. I mean, the weather's amazing as well. And
do you live near Snoop Dogg?
I live in the same building.
Whoa!
Yeah, I live in the same building as him, and I always see him. I always see him in the morning. I live in the same building as Akon as well. And you know what? I'm not even going to lie to you. This is the honest truth. When you walk past Snoop Dogg's apartment, you always get that funny smell.
So it's Glade plugins.
Say no more of Akon. All right, so here we go. Here's some questions. This is from Brett. He says, what cars do you have?
I've got rid of a lot of them. I've just got the one Range Rover now.
Wow. And, sensible.
Yeah, the Range Rovers are perfect. And I've got a Lamborghini that I like to drive over the weekends.
Oh,
so,
yeah, so, hey! Yeah.
That's a nice weekend toy.
Yeah, I mean, just a weekend toy, yeah. But
Dom used to have. Was it a Lamborghini?
No, he had a Citroen Zara Picasso.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Citroen.
Similar cars. I mean,
similar.
Yeah, there's more luggage space in his.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. And more seats.
This is a question from Carl in Bridgend. This is probably my favourite question. Ask Amir who would win between him and Rocky Balboa.
Well, this would be a tough one, wouldn't it?
Well,
we could fight that because Rocky likes to take a lot of punishment, and he always comes back stronger. I'd probably say Rocky because I'm a fan of him as well. You know, I'm a fan of the films and
Help me! You'd be like that. I can't. And what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. Can you ask Amir, apart from the other two British world champions, who is the man to watch in 2012 from Zach in Blackburn?
2012. I mean, you've got a lot of young fighters now coming up, and they're still older than me. But you got a few fighters who are working their way up on the pound for pound rankings and the world class rankings. You've got let me think.
Me, obviously.
Well, you got yourself, yeah. I mean, you got Chris.
Exciting young fighter.
Thank you.
Let me see. I mean, you've got...
pound for pound.
No, careful. £2 to £1. I like the dollar to the pound.
I don't know.
Keep thinking. We'll come up with another one.
We'll come back to that one. Yeah.
Who else was fighting in Washington? Were there any other British fighters in Washington?
No, the only one. From
you're
Britain
the only one?
Yes, yeah.
All right. To Amir Khan, you've probably been asked this before, but who do you think is the best all-round boxer ever? This is from Mark and Dee, who are plumbing in the snow in Ireland.
Okay, overall, you know, I'm a big, massive fan of Muhammad Ali.
Right.
I think overall, you know, best, probably the greatest fighter out there ever. But then, you know, you've got fighters like Sugar Ray Leonard, who was amazing.
Yeah.
Roberto Duran, who was probably one of the hardest hitting fighters and one of the most technical fighters out there. Then you've got Floyd Mayweather himself, who's an amazing fighter, very technical. So, you know, probably Muhammad Ali. Then you've got Sugar Leonard, who were both trained by the same trainer.
So that's right, yeah, they were.
By Dundee.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee.
Mick Dundee. So that's not a knife.
Dave, who would you say? You like the fellow who made the grill.
Yeah, I do. George Foreman.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, but is Tyson not in there with the greats?
Yeah, he is. You know, Tyson had a great career. I was with him about 3 weeks ago, and he looks in great shape. And he lost a lot of weight, and he's doing a lot in Hollywood himself.
Yeah,
in movies and stuff.
Is he not like scary to be around?
Yeah, very scary. Right. You know what? We was in a room probably same size as this studio, and I was chatting to him, and I was sat right next to him, and I thought, any second this guy can flip.
Yeah,
and
he's well, that's the thing.
He's like five times the size of me, and he would spark me clean.
And the thing is that, like, there's no if he flips, there's no who's going to stop him.
I'll stop him.
Exactly, who's going to stop
him? Who's going to stop him? You know,
and you know what?
Bouncers won't.
I looked around. And I thought, okay, there's four of my mates, but I mean, they're the same size as me, so they can't do anything. And Michael probably spark
look,
me as well.
But listen, you got four of your mates. You know, you put them in the front, and you get leg it out the window. That's
you know
what?
That's the thing. I mean, we had to do interview together. Both of us were sat down on the couch. And I mean, every time they asked me a question about Mike, it was always, yeah, Mike's a great fighter. Yeah. And I kept it short and sweet because I didn't want to say anything wrong because I thought, forget that.
Exactly.
But nice guy, though. Overall, he's a very nice guy, very humble guy. Right. And it's funny because we did this thing and it's called You've Been Buzzed, yeah?
Right.
And that's what it is. So he had to say that to the camera. And what he turns around and says, I'm buzzed. And everyone started laughing.
I'm
and then As soon as Mike looked to the left, who the fuck's that? Well, who the hell?
Oh, man, your language, Jamaican.
That's what Mike said. Sorry.
Apologise.
Hang on, you can't go. That wasn't me. That was Mike. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that, ladies.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, and everyone was quiet. The room went quiet. Mm. And Mike said, "Hey guys, I'm only having a laugh. Mm. You know, I'm only joking."
And I bet everyone went, "Ha ha ha!"
He's a really nice guy, though. I feel sorry for him because he's had a tough life.
Does he really have tigers? Does he have a tiger? You know, like in the movie Hangover. Yeah, yeah. Does he have a tiger?
Yeah, I bet
he does.
He had one. Yeah, I heard he had one. Yeah, he used to fight with it and stuff as well. I wrestled with it.
Oh my god! Mm.
Yeah,
that's just crazy business. Yeah. All right, so listen, what's next for you? Obviously, it's coming up to Christmas. Are you gonna be home for Christmas with the family and all that?
No, I'm not. I've just booked my flights. I'm gonna be going to Dubai for 2 days. From Dubai, then go to Pakistan. There's a boxing event there I've been invited to.
Right, okay.
And my brother Haroon's fighting there. And then on the way back, because the weather's so bad in England and so cold, I might stay in Dubai for another week.
Oh,
I've gone soft with that.
Yeah, but Amir, would you really be happy spending Christmas in Dubai in a 5-star hotel with the sun beaming down on you? Would that really make you happy?
Yeah.
Oh, let's all go.
Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Let's all go. We'll sleep on the floor in your room.
You could come. Yeah. And hopefully after that, then I'm gonna. Hopefully, I should find exactly what's happened with the complaint with the fight and everything. And hopefully, we should have a rematch date, and then I can start preparing for that and make my way to LA training camp. Mm-hmm. And you'll be coming with me that time.
I'm there.
So,
listen,
LA, you coming? Yeah.
Do you know what? All jokes aside, if you get this rematch right, we're right behind you. You come and see us. We'll get Britain right behind you.
Oh, thank you.
We could spend 7 weeks in the sunshine or whatever. Could we? Six weeks, seven weeks for you, we would do that.
For you, we'd come and live in LA with you.
Support your training camp.
And you know, it'd be great because you can go, "I really fancy a curry, but I can't. I'm training. Chris, can you eat a curry for me?" How about that? Not a problem.
Not a problem. Mate, I love it.
I'll have even extra rice. Not a problem. Mm. I'll do it for you. For you.
But that's the thing, I mean, when I'm in training camp, there's no curries, no fizzy drinks, no chocolates, no sweets, no crisps, nothing. I mean,
we'd be part of your training. We'd be part of your training camp.
So I don't think you guys will help, man. I'm sure, you know.
Do you know what? I don't want to go now. It sounds boring.
We'd put on 2.5 stone, though, wouldn't we? You know, and you'd come out looking amazing.
Yeah, no,
eating all his food. Mm. Listen, have a great Christmas, pal. Enjoy the holiday. And good luck with all the outcome of all the decision stuff and all that. And we'll be right behind you next year, as we always are.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Amir Khan.
I'm done.